Back here on Darren Dunnigan and Chase on this Monday morning, this gorgeous day here in Middle Tennessee. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD, products curated for life every day this week, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yes, that was redundant. I just told you every day this week, and then I went through the steps. At noon, during the noon hour, you will get a cue to call, and when you hear that cue to call, call. Because we're going to be giving away tickets to see the Titans and the Bills Monday Night Football at Nissan Stadium. So that'll be given away Friday afternoon. So during our show, every day this week, noon hour, be listening, wait for that cue to call, then call in and get qualified to win Titans Bills Monday Night Football tickets. Let's bring in Vince Ferrara at Vince Sports on Twitter. He's with the Sports Animal. They are in Knoxville, WNML, and he boldly predicted on this show that Alabama would go down to Ole Miss. He was off a week, but you know what? He did say Alabama will go down to Ole Miss. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Vinny, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm good. Appreciate that. Yeah, story of my life, being a week off, but here we are.
We were just talking about it earlier. Georgia is clearly the number one team in the land, and it's really not even close. You could tell something was off with this Alabama team, but I guess the question is, how off is it now that they have had the stumble? Because they've stumbled in the past, and what they do is they pick themselves up, they dust themselves off, and then they run the table, and they go win a national championship. That's usually how it works. Is this team capable of that, or do you think that there's real flaws with this team?
Well, it's a great question, and it's college football this year, actually all of football. There are so many things that are going against the grain and what we expect. There's a lot more unknown than known. It's hard to say for sure. I think there are things you can point to where maybe that formula that Alabama has had so frequently with championships and playoff runs, maybe it's a little bit different, like losing to an unranked team, which they had a 100-game winning streak, or losing to a former assistant, which those former assistants were 0-24 against Saban. So, and I think the offensive line is a little bit, honestly, both lines were disappointing in that Texas A&M game. And, you know, it's just, you see Calzada struggle so badly in a couple of SEC games prior to that, and then he looks like that in that game against an elite team. Week to week, it's a reminder that week to week, you're going to get something different, but we want to make everyone a finished product, whether it's individual players or teams, and that's just not the reality of 2021 in football. I think crowds are having a bigger impact on college football this year more than any. The fans that are packing these buildings have come back after the pandemic, and now that they're 100% capacity of availability, man, fans, I think, are having even a bigger effect on road teams so far this year, and it seemed like that was a little bit of an issue for Alabama at times. So, it was crazy. Then they didn't turn the ball over necessarily a bunch, but they just kind of got beat physically, which you don't expect to see. So the answer to that, honestly, is I don't know, but I don't think they have the same kind of team that's gotten things done in the past and bounced back. But short term, I wouldn't want to be Mississippi State. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Today they announced, Willie, hope you're sitting down, they will wear the Halloween jerseys the rest of the way. So black jerseys, black and orange the rest of the way. And they said, that's for you, Willie. No, not
did,
true.
Darren, did you see Lane Kiffin retweeting Tennessee about those black jerseys?
No.
He said, great idea. Congrats, Vol football. Hope you wear them next week.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
You can always count on Lane to get things going, man.
Oh,
gosh, it's the best. Well, it was a special day. They obviously acknowledged Al Wilson. It was a big day for Al Wilson, what he's meant to that program. He is one of the best college football players I've ever seen for sure. He was so dominant back in the day. They honor him. They have, you know, a big game offensively. They have 38 points. What did you make, though? And I look, it's still a dominant win in the SEC is still a dominant win. I don't care if it's South Carolina or not. 45-20 over an SEC team is taking care of business. But what did you make of the second half? Because obviously the second half didn't look like the first half.
No, and look, I think a number of the players that we talked to in the post game admitted that they, you know, kind of let up a little bit, that, you know, it's a little bit of human nature, sort of relaxed, and, you know, that's the difference. If you don't have that edge or concentration or focus on a play, it's the difference between a sack, which killed a number of their drives. The South Carolina, I think, ended up with six sacks in the game, or, you know, a missed throw or a missed block, things like that. Just one, that the difference between success and failure play to play is just so slight that I think that's what led to it. And, you know, there's some fans that have been a little bit kind of grumbling a little bit, like, hey, I didn't like the fact that they let off and they were just running up the middle and not trying, and, you know, you can't do that. You got to just keep playing your game and things like that. I didn't think so. I think it was just lack of execution and them not having that edge, and then sack sort of derailed a number of their drives. So it was a learning lesson for them. So we'll see how they respond, because they didn't really let up against Missouri. They did against South Carolina. It gives that coaching staff something to really harp on this week. And we'll see if they do something with it. Now, coming off of the Missouri game, you wondered, all right, was that a one-game thing? Are they going to read their press clippings and hear how, you know, good the offense is and all that? They came out of the gates and they were on fire, as everybody saw. So I think that's a check in the positive direction that, hey, this team can handle having some success and use it and try to build off of it. So I think they'll learn from it. Well, obviously, you can't get away with that, trying to do that against Ole Miss or better teams. It's just not going to work. But, you know, second game in a row, actually, they didn't go to – because of that, they didn't go to their backup quarterback again, and they didn't get anybody else any reps. So, you know, that was a little bit of a missed opportunity, too. For a couple of games, they haven't been able to get their backup quarterbacks any significant playing time. They've kind of rode – Hooker out to the finish line.
And that's where I was going with this. This offense really took off when Hooker got underneath center. So why is this offense seemed to be so geared? Why has it been so successful when Hendon Hooker is there under center? Because it just looks like it was kind of made for him. It's everything's been clicking since he's been the quarterback.
It's really interesting, because you want to try to figure out, all right, how much credit does Hooker get in this? How much credit does Heupel and the coaching staff get in it? And certainly there's some of both, but I would lean maybe a little bit more towards Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker has thrown as many touchdown passes this year as he had in any single season at Virginia Tech, 13. He's the first Tennessee quarterback to have five multiple touchdown games in a season since Tyler Bray in 2012. So, I mean, he's just doing things that we just haven't seen guys do. And, you know, that also just shows you the lack of passing success they had for a lot of that stretch. But the way he has grown, and he talked about a lot of long hours. He talked about in the post game how he is a much better quarterback, and, you know, the game slowing down for him, having confidence, understand what he's seeing, and he's gotten better as the games have gone on this season. It's not like he jumped right in and he was Hendon Hooker, the finished product. He has gotten better. Honestly, he hasn't even turned the ball over. For the most part, it was just the game where he came in relief. Once he's had time to prepare, and now that he's the guy, I think you've seen his best effort, and he still has things that he can improve on. Just poise, accuracy, taking advantage of opportunities. The coaching staff had talked about, guys, how, like, the list of characteristics that were most important for a quarterback, and they didn't get to the mobility, the running ability, right at the top. But, man, that's a big part of what they do. And I think you got to give the coaching staff credit for utilizing his skill set, and he brings that to the table better than any of the other quarterbacks they have. It helps them in the run game as a threat of guys coming in on run blitzes. He has been an absolute difference maker. It's given the defense juice. And he has changed the season for Tennessee with his efficient quality play. And everybody in terms of emotion.
Is he in the Smoky Mountains again?
We got the fade. Smoky
did he,
Mountain
did
rain.
Did he go to the Smoky Mountains again?
Yeah, the it's messing with his phone.
No. Good point, Spence.
Is he in that same garage he was in last week?
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was just talking, and I wasn't thinking, oh, wait, I shouldn't go in the garage. But here we are. So I'm leaving. I'm bailing out. So
it's okay. Yeah, because you were fine, and then it just kind of faded out.
orange, black. So there you go.
Halloween.
Vince Ferrara is with us from 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville. And so, Vince, the Tennessee defense, what are they going to do this week? Because the bookmakers have it at 79.5 as the over-under. So are they just going to watch from the stands? Are they going to hang out with the band? Like, what's kind of
are they making
there?
Sure all the light bulbs work on the scoreboard?
Yeah, I mean, this is – like, nobody thinks defense is going to be played, apparently.
Gosh, as crazy as it sounds, I'm actually surprised it's not higher.
I mean, really?
I know.
Because you can make a great case. You're going to see another Ole Miss, Arkansas type of game. Now, I think Tennessee's defense is better than either one of those two teams. They're not elite, but they are better. They've been tackling better. Their run fits, their understanding, what they're better than either of those two defenses. So maybe they're thinking, 42-38, something like that. But I think Tennessee is going to have their hands full for sure. And what makes it dicey for Tennessee's defense is the one team that has had success against them had a quarterback that had running ability and ran it, and that was Florida with Emory Jones. And Matt Corral's not running every down or maybe as frequently as Emory Jones, but he has that ability, and that puts a strain on this defense. Here's another factor. Is they've continued to have a bunch of guys out on defense. They didn't have Theo Jackson in this game. He tried to go in warm-ups and couldn't. And Brandon Turnage, who's an Alabama transfer, he got his first opportunity and got the start and led the team in tackles with 14. And Josh Heupel wouldn't really go out on a limb and really pointing guys out very much anymore. He's like, I don't want to say he was flawless because I got to watch the tape, but man, he was rock solid. So really impressive by Turnage. And they've had a number of those guys step up. They've had guys that have filled in for guys. Those guys get hurt. I mean, they had to go to 13 guys, and really Turnage was that because DeNico Slaughter was ahead of him on the depth chart, and he played great. So they haven't even been 100% without a lot of depth, but yet they've still been able to play well defensively. So this is going to be their toughest challenge for sure. The key is you got to get enough stops, one, just a few, and then you got to turn them over. That's the key. Tennessee, in this stretch, you can talk about the offense. The penalties are way down, and the turnovers have gone away. So if you can continue that, I'm not too concerned about the yards or some of the points that they'll give up on defense, because you need to make the most of when you do get those stops, especially with your offense playing so well against a weaker defense.
The next four, I mean, it's a brutal stretch for them. But I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he said, I think they go 2-2. I think they steal one against Ole Miss, and then they steal one on the road at Kentucky. I don't see it. But do you believe if there were a chance for them to just take one, that this is the weekend, because mainly it's at home? And there's obviously going to be something extra with the fans with the Lane train coming through.
Yeah, it's close. Like, going into the year, Chase, and by the way, you're looking good with your Kentucky second place in the East prediction.
Thank you. Did do that, didn't you?
I did.
That was officially on the record, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But if you asked me before, I would have said Ole Miss is tougher. Like, give them a better chance at Kentucky. I'm not so sure right now because of what we saw against Alabama for Ole Miss, and then them looking like last year's defense again against Arkansas. So I'm a little – that was a unit that had looked improved and not the last 2 weeks. So I would probably say this Ole Miss game might be the better chance to win. I would still put both of them as possibilities because I think Kentucky's going to get they're going to get a dose of reality against Georgia, in my opinion. And then what's left, or where's Kentucky's psyche after that? Remember, a Tennessee team beat a top 10 Kentucky team a number of years ago. So, you know, we'll see. But both of them are on the table. I wouldn't go with both with predictions. I don't think I'd go with a Tennessee win in either one, if you ask me right now. But this game is more up in the air this Saturday than I would have thought going into the year. So you could talk yourself into that. That wouldn't be crazy. But, man, availability is another issue. I mean, now they're still banged up. They're doing this with a number of non-starters on their offensive line. It just shows that I think this coaching staff is getting a whole lot out of this team, and I can understand fans' excitement now start thinking we are different than everybody thought. We're, you know, bring on Bama and all this other stuff, but, you know, it at least it looks like a different type of win potential than, you know, a lot of us thought going into the year.
I don't know how you can argue that. Vince, before we let you go, isn't it refreshing to have such a shakeup here with Alabama losing? We know Clemson is now sort of off the radar for now, and you've got all these exciting possibilities. You know, Darren was talking about, what if Kentucky beat everybody but Georgia? You can dream about that. And there's you can go to any number of websites and read off all these other teams that have sort of that same thing in front of them: Oklahoma, Michigan, Cincinnati, Iowa, Michigan State 6-0. You know, you got all these teams. And so I just had this feeling on Sunday, you know, A, you've got this that I just discussed, but also B, you got the fans back, right? You got these great atmospheres in the stadiums. It just, man, I'm just glad we're not taking that. And we can't take that for granted after what we went through last year.
100%. And, you know, I think fans, like I mentioned, are impacting games more than we've seen in a long time. And there's that appreciation of getting to witness team sports and be around friends and, you know, other people in the fan base and knowing that they're making an impact. And I think, you know, some fans are like, well, we'll show you. Now, you know, we haven't seen a packed house yet in Knoxville. I think this will probably be their biggest crowd. Obviously, with Lane Kiffin, night game helps as well. We haven't really experienced that yet this year. So I think this will be their best chance. And then another thing is that people are actually expecting now that they have a fighting chance this year, as opposed to taking a wait and see. But to your point, Willie, that's when sports is the most fun, when you don't know the outcome. Like, there's a chance that you will see something that you don't expect. And very few people expected that to happen in College Station Saturday night. You saw the impact of that crowd, and that's peak sports. And I love it. It keeps everything fresh. I mean, the Wake Forest of the world, you know, Iowa in the mix, Cincinnati is showing legitimacy. You really, that shakeup in sort of a restart is something that I think goes perfectly with this new excitement. The TV ratings are incredible.
Really good.
For college football and the NFL. I mean, it's just a great time right now.
Wake Forest should have lost to Syracuse on Saturday. I'm just saying.
But they did not. They did not. But you're right. It was, boy, that was a razor's edge.
Should have lost.
They're undefeated. The
good news is I'm not bitter about it. But, hey, Wake Forest should have lost to Syracuse. Appreciate the visit, as always. Have a great week. Enjoy the Smoky Mountains. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah, I'll enjoy the parking garage as well. See you
Okay.
Guys.
All right. Vince Ferrara at Vince Sports. Yes.
Is the Smoky Mountain rain in the garage? That's the question. Like,
do me a favor, Elijah. This needs to be the song every time we bring Vince up on Mondays.
No question.
Go into that interview. That's going to be our bump music, okay?
I listen to the song every day. So
Ronnie Millsap. This is like this is an official theme song of Tennessee, isn't it? Like I read that somewhere.
If it's not, it should be.
But look it up. It's got some title. It's like some sort of official theme song of Tennessee.
Or official,
not
unofficial.
University of Tennessee, but this.
Well, it's kind of like Rocky Top is like the unofficial fight song.
Right.
You know, people think it's the
official. No, but this, I think the Ronnie Millsap has some sort of official title. It's like the opposite of Rocky Top in that respect.
Well, we'll have to look.
Let's see if we you know, everything on the internet is legit, right?
Yeah.
Everything you read on the internet is legit, right? I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Question.
Okay, read it on the internet.
Okay, our crack research staff is going to get on this, especially if this is going to be the official theme song of Vince.
Right.
Then we've got to know these things.
We'll talk with TD to start the second hour of the program. Mike Vrabel will speak today after their victory in Jacksonville yesterday. He will speak at high noon. We will carry that live. Don't forget, during the noon hour, we will have an opportunity for you to qualify for tickets for Monday Night Football next Monday at Nissan Stadium when the Titans host the Buffalo Bills. You're listening to the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.